I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
G'day guys, we're just jumping on live on Instagram now, waiting for people to send their questions in, then we'll get stuck into our Instagram live for you guys. Just waiting for questions to come in now. G'day guys, welcome to the live. You got any questions to send through, flick them in. Let's have a chat. Might want to talk grand final, Kangaroos. Kieran, welcome on, mate. Abs, how are you, mate? Welcome on. Any questions you got, send them in and we can get started. Hez, welcome on, mate. I want to cry, Guru. Yeah, Charlie, tough night at the office for you, mate. Parramatta fans, feel very sorry for you. You just came up against a champion side. CG101, welcome on, mate. What's your plan with content since it's off-season now? Quinn05, thanks for reaching out, mate. Same as usual, mate. We've got World Cup stuff coming up. It's going to be very exciting. It's real refreshing having a World Cup that we're genuinely excited about. So looking forward to that. We'll still have Bloke every Monday or Tuesday. I'm not sure when it's going to drop over the next few weeks, but we'll have Bloke every week. And just normal content, mate. We'll really get stuck into the World Cup. We'll do some reviews for the season, some previews for next year, a bit of Supercoach a little bit later on, a few months until we get back into that. But plenty of content still coming on the podcast. Mate. Luke, I'm well, mate. How does Tui Polotu not make Tonga? Yeah, mate, to be honest with you, I haven't had a good look at all these squads because I've been waiting just for the grand final to be done and dusted, but I'll have a good look at them. I'm a bit surprised if he hasn't. I would assume maybe there's an injury or something. A lot of these guys having to have surgery at the back end of the season, so if anyone's not in these squads, it seems a bit strange. They probably are having surgery. DCE or Nathan Cleary for the Australian team? Nathan Cleary, he'd be my halfback without a doubt. Thoughts on Dylan Edwards' performance last night? He was sensational. I was so impressed with Dill. I mean, it's the performance that he's had in him for a very long time. It's just great to see him not only, you know, have it on the big stage, but for people to appreciate what he's done, because it's been a long time of people underappreciating Dill. I think the Mr. Underrated tag, I think it is officially gone now. He's etched his spot into rugby league history, which is great to see. Should Luai get banned for his kick? I've heard a few people talk about this. I haven't seen it myself yet, mate, so I can't comment. What do you think the Australian spine will be? Teddy, Munster, Cleary, and then I would start with Harry Grant at 9. Lachlan, welcome on, mate. Burton, Australia's best 17. I don't think so. I think they'll go with Latrell Mitchell left centre, and I think they'll go with Jack Whiten on the right. So I don't think you can find a spot for Burton, considering that Harry Grant will be on the bench. So probably not for me, mate. What have we got? Boring grand final. Yeah, I guess so. I enjoyed it, to be honest with you. I like watching dynasties and that sort of stuff being built, though. I thought it was just great to watch the Penrith Panthers execute their absolute best footy on the biggest stage. But I don't have a team, so I probably look at it a little bit differently. Panthers are grubs. Sure. Thoughts on semi-final? Don't really see England threatening either team. Yeah, I don't think England will really be a huge threat either, to be honest with you. Bit surprised by their squad and some of the selections, surprised by some of the guys they've left out, but it is what it is. You reckon Hines and Edwards got hard done by for Aussie squad? I do, mate. I thought Edwards after last night would be an absolute shoe-in. If for nothing else, just to show other players looking to make that side that you will get rewarded for consistently fantastic performances, so I do feel a little bit sorry for him. And Hines, obviously won the Daly M this week, pretty hard done by there. Thoughts on the World Cup squad for the Kangaroos? I like it, mate. We spoke about it on Bloke in a Bar today. That podcast should be live now if you guys do have a listen to. We were a little bit surprised with Hines and Edwards. Thought they were a little bit hard done by. Good to see Murray Tuolungi get in the side. I probably didn't anticipate that he would be there. I don't think Corey Oates is in it as well, which might be a little bit stiff. I think Murray Tuolungi's been named in the Samoan squad. A few people have messaged me. I haven't double-checked that myself, though. Dior there. But yeah, interesting. Interesting to see which one he chooses. Hopefully he chooses the Kangaroos. I think he's a great player. The Panthers in trouble about social media posts. I don't know. Fuck you. You want to fill blokes with a whole night of beers and everything else and then put a camera in front of their face. Ugh, I don't know what you expect. But anyway, Val a better rep winger than centre. Yeah, I probably think he's one of the best wingers I've ever seen, but this year I think he's been the best centre in the NRL, to be honest with you. So I would have told you at the start of the year he's definitely a better winger. My jury's out now at the moment. I think Val's been incredible this year. Will all the playing who chose their countries, will it take one World Cup year, or can they go back to wanting to represent Australia? I think it depends on what tier you're in, mate. Obviously, like England, they're a tier one nation. So Victor Radley, he's playing for England, so he can't play for the Kangaroos or for New South Wales now, which is a little bit disappointing. What's your take on Appy's Tigers comments? Yeah, not the greatest. Once again, though, you're going to fill blokes with grog and everything else for 24 hours and put a fucking camera in front of their face. You're always going to get trouble. It was never going to end any other way. I don't know. It's a tough one, but yeah, I don't think it's a great look. If I was the Tigers, I wouldn't be happy. Put it that way. Howdy, Guru. Ledge for all the content this season. Looking forward to the World Cup. Thank you, mate. Yeah, it's going to be a cracker. Really looking forward to the World Cup. Storm and Riff losing big players. Do you reckon it will impact them? We dropped a podcast on that earlier today, a few hours ago, actually. That's there to go and have a listen to. Penrith losing Appy. I think it's going to be the biggest test of Ivan Cleary's coaching career and of this current Penrith Panthers group. Kikau is going to be very hard to replace as well. They get Luke Garner coming in and Hoskins as well, but I don't think either of them has the skill set of Kikau, so it's going to be a massive test there. Parramatta losing Reid and Isaiah Papali'i. Pretty similar situation. Arguably your best forward and your hooker. It's going to be interesting to see how both replace those guys. For Parramatta, a lot of it comes down to Josh Hodgson, obviously. Coming off an ACL at his age worries me a little bit, but we know at his best he's a tremendous player. So we spoke about it a lot on Bloke today. What do you reckon about the Panthers carry on? I thought it was hilarious, to be honest with you, but I'm in a little bit of a different boat to you guys. I don't have a team that I go for, so it probably doesn't upset me as much. And I'm also in the content game, so I think it's, you know, good content, good to talk about, gives me something to talk about, gives me work to do, essentially. So I enjoy it, but I can understand if you're a Parramatta fan, you might be a little bit upset with it. But I mean, Penrith, if they keep winning, like, I don't know, if they're doing it their way and they keep winning, I understand why they do. But I can understand why people are upset. There's no doubt about that. What have we got? Thoughts on Edwards not making Australia? Not very happy about that. Not great. Thoughts on Tigers team next year? Yeah, it seems like they will be getting IPAP now, which I think is massive. I think that's a really good get for them. He's obviously been, I think over the last two seasons, fair to say he's been the best forward in rugby league across both seasons, game in, game out. I think he's been sensational, IPAP. So huge get there. And Appy, despite the comments that are a little bit rogue, he'll be a great signing. You look at every team he's gone to or every team he's left, they've really sort of struggled without him. Manly, you know, Croker's a good player, but they're still trying to sort of solve that hooker position. If Canterbury would have got Appy instead of Penrith 3 years ago, I think the entire history of both clubs changes. So I think it's a really good one. Who's running out in the centres for Australia's side? Guru, that one's from Colin. Mate, I have got Latrell Mitchell, and I've got Jack Whiten. I think that's the way that Mal Meninga will go. I think Val Holmes will play on the wing because he's just as good at wing or at centre. But I think in order to get Jack into the side, which I think they'll want to do, having two big bodies on either edges, I think that's the direction they'll go in, mate. Thoughts on Hines not making the Kangaroos squad? Not stoked about it. I thought he would have been there. How surreal is it working with Kempe and the gang? Yeah, very lucky, mate. Very blessed. We had the live show yesterday. I don't know if any of you were out there, but sensational the amount of people that turned out and everything. It was actually fucking crazy. I had to pinch myself a few times. It was unbelievable. Eels top six next year. Toddy, we've already had this conversation. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Parramatta go. We were saying on Bloke in a Bar today that history sort of tells us that one of the teams that really burst out of the ground this year, they will drop back. I would say the three teams that probably burst out of the ground were obviously the Sharks and the Cowboys, but I'd also say the Parramatta Eels because they went further than what they have the last few years. So history tells us that one of those teams will probably drop out of the top eight next year. It'll be interesting to see which one it is, but they could all come back in the same fashion, obviously. But history tells us that one of those that really exploded, they will tend to drop back a little bit. Thoughts on Dogs 2023. I like the look of them. I did like the look of them this year, though, and last year, to be fair. So I'm probably a little bit rattled by that. But I love the signing of Reid Marnie. I think Flano, with a whole preseason under his belt, playing halfback alongside Burton, I think that'll be much better for it. So I do like the look of Canterbury heading into next year. I think that they are a team that can finish probably higher sixth. But I think they would definitely want to improve on their ladder position this year, and they should, because they started fucking terribly. They should improve. Dolphins jersey reminds me of a vanilla Coke can. Yeah, it's a bit like that. I don't know. I would have liked to have seen the Dolphins go with a more traditional sort of look. They've gone about a lot of things in a very weird fashion for me, from, you know, the no location, the social media. I think it's all been a little bit bizarre how it has all started. But, you know, it is obviously new grounds to cover, you know, starting a club in this social media era. I just think the Gold Coast Titans, when they launched Preston Campbell, he was the first signing. He was the face of it. The colours, they really represented the area. I thought it was fantastic the way the Titans launched everything they did. Dolphins, I don't know. It seems to be a little bit hit and miss at the moment to me. Which team, biggest jump in the ladder next year? Hard to say. I don't really think any of the teams at the very bottom are going to jump up all that much. I think the Canberra Raiders, if they get their whole squad together and they start playing footy from round one, they could be a big jump. Probably Manly, though, once they get Turbo back. Where'd they finish? 11th, I think. 11th or 12th, one of those two. I think they could obviously, you know, if Turbo has another season like he did last year, they could finish in the top four. So probably Manly, mate, if all goes to plan, which hopefully it will for them. Has the Eels window closed? You know what? I said all season that I thought if they didn't win this year, their window would close, but I also didn't think they'd make it to the grand final. I think that Gutho, Mitch Moses, Dill Brown, these sort of guys, I think they'll take a lot of confidence from going that far into this season, which they haven't done previously. So I think it's closed a little bit more, but it's definitely not closed. I think those guys will take a lot of confidence out of the last few weeks and what they've achieved and knowing that they can get a team all that way. So it's going to be tough. It's going to all come down to Josh Hodgson and his form, especially returning from injury. But I wouldn't say it's completely closed, even though I thought it would be at the start of the year. How good's rugby league? Chris, hope you're well, mate. Miss your brother. Jack White at centre, I'm not a fan. Holmes and Tuolungi is better. Potentially, mate, but I can't see a world where Mal Meninga leaves Jack White out of the side. I think he wants him there, and I think he'll want that big body there as well. Hey, brother, who did you think had an underrated performance in the grand final? It's tough, mate. We get so much coverage of these games now. I don't know if anyone sneaks away being underrated. I thought Liam Martin was fantastic. I just posted something about him a little bit later. I thought Moses Leota was fucking unreal as well. He was everywhere in the first 25 minutes, really put a mission on there. I thought he was great. They'd probably be my two picks, mate. They were both sensational. I thought a guy that doesn't get much applause and whatnot, I thought Charlie Staines is really good too. If you would have said to me a year ago Charlie Staines would feature in a grand final, I probably would have laughed at you, to be honest with you. So good on him. He's come a long, long way. Panthers three-peat, Sonny Luke comes through and Garner replaces Kikau. Thoughts? Yeah, Sonny Luke, I don't think he'll be the starting nine. I think he'll come off the bench. I think you'll see Mitch Kenny take that role. But there's a world where Sonny Luke plays more minutes anyway, similar to what they do at the moment. So I like it. Sonny Luke's very talented. I've been a big fan of him for quite some time. If you listen to my podcast, you've known about him for a while. But you can't replicate experience, and that's what they're really going to miss in Appy Kurosawa. It's his ruck recognition. But in saying that, that Panthers forward pack, they win so many battles through the middle that being a hooker, it's probably not as much of a hard job at Penrith as it is at other clubs. So very, very keen to see how Sonny Luke goes. I don't think he'll be an 80-minute guy. I think Mitch Kenny will still be very, very important to this side. But he definitely can fill a hole that's going to be left by Appy. Very, very exciting times. They've also got young Riley Smith coming through, who I think could be a star as well. So a couple of hookers there for Penrith Panthers to choose from if they don't go into the market and get someone, which I don't think they need to. But yeah, it's just the experience that they'll miss with Appy that's going to be hard to replace. Apparently, Dolphins are going to sign the Hammer. What are your thoughts on this signing? Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, for the money they're probably going to have to sign him for, I would imagine they're going to play him at fullback. I'm looking at their squad right now, and they probably don't have a standout fullback as it stands right now. I'm not sure if Hammer is a fullback, to be honest with you. I think he's a little bit too one-dimensional. He's the fastest guy on the field, but I just don't think he's got the ball playing and everything. They can obviously develop that. If you were to sign him as a fullback, I think you'd have to bring someone into the club to help him out, though, because I don't think you can come into an NRL competition starting a franchise without a fullback that can do just about everything in the game, because the reality is just about every other fullback you come up against can do everything now. So I think Hammer's got to add a little bit more to his game. Don't think it'll be a bad signing, though. Pango Jr. and Faitala Marita focus on the Dogs not playing in the World Cup. Thoughts, Guru? I like it, mate. making all the right noises, but we want to see all the right actions, you know. It's easy to make all the right noises this time of year, pull yourself out of a World Cup, etc. It's the consistent long-term stuff, but it is good signs. I know what I'm going to get out of Faitella Mariner. I know he's a great player who's just been hampered by injuries. It's TPJ I'm a little bit more worried about, to be honest with you. So fingers crossed, though, mate. If they can get the best out of him, he's an absolute freak. Would you take either Hines or Edwards over Graham? Yeah, I don't know. I love that Campbell Graham's been picked, to be honest with you. I probably would have taken one of them over Matt Burton if it was up to me. Thoughts on Campbell Graham's selection? Well-deserved, but surprised. Yeah, kind of surprised. We spoke about him all year on bloke that he should be the next guy up for New South Wales. I probably didn't anticipate that he would get picked in this side, so probably is a bit of a surprise, to be fair. Good call, Brad. But I think he definitely deserves that spot. I think he's been great for a very long time. What haven't we had? Good to see Papali'i commit to the Tigers. Yep, very good to see. About time. Did you watch any career knockout games this weekend? Any standout players? I didn't get a chance. I was filthy. Had a little bit too much on with the grand final and preparing for that and everything. So I didn't get a chance to. Saw some of the highlights that all you guys would have seen. Latrell, Benny Barber, these sort of guys carving up that comp. Saw Fox scoring a try as well. If you want to watch just pure entertaining rugby league, but also probably the toughest rugby league you can, career knockout, definitely worth a watch. I was filthy. I didn't get a chance to watch it. So I hope the boys enjoyed themselves. I hope it really... I hope it stays around forever, the career knockout. It's something special. Will Penrith struggle without Appy and kick out? I think so, mate. I think it'll be a big, big test. Not a fan of Panthers' cockiness. Yep, fair enough. Each to their own, obviously. I don't know. If this is how they want to go about it and they keep winning off the back of it, good on them. But, yeah, it'll be, obviously, when it does catch up to them and everything, I'm sure everyone will be riding on them and stuff, but it's just a matter of when it does. So, yeah, good on him for doing their thing. Coaching the Tigers was his biggest test. Yeah, probably a fair shout there, mate. How do Tigers turn around the stink? Not even guys getting big money want to go there. Yeah, and I think that's what would upset me as a Tigers fan. I'm not obviously, and I'm not really a fan of any team, so it doesn't... I probably don't understand how much that hurts someone when Appy and those guys sort of do something like that. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Tigers do respond to it. Good little test of character and whatnot there. Sonny Luke, the big next thing. Will Durkin, I heard you had a big one. Just quietly, mate. Big weekend for you from what I've heard. You do a podcast on the Tigers and Dolphins team for 2023. Yeah, mate, all in the preseason. We'll go through that. We did a review. Well, we're doing a review next Monday with Bloke in a Bar where we talk about the Tigers. Not the Dolphins yet. We'll talk about that a little bit later, though. Would they ever move Isaac Tonga in the back row? I think eventually he will end up in the back row, but I think it's a few years away. He's played in the back row in reserve grade a couple of times, and he looked really strong there. Made his first grade debut last year in the back row as well, so he can definitely handle himself there, Isaac Tonga, but I think it's a few years away before we see him make a permanent move into the back row. Kangaroos randomizer for the World Cup. Yeah, we'll do a few randomizers for the World Cup once we've got teams and squads and everything. We'll get stuck into those. I'll have to work out how I'm going to do it, though. Isaac Tungo to cover kick-out spot. I don't think so. I think they'll leave Tungo with Taylor May. I think it's one of the best combinations in rugby league. I wouldn't want to shake it up too much. They've got Luke Garner coming in. They've also got Hoskins from Brisbane. Very, very talented players, both of them. Hoskins probably my pick. Doesn't have the attacking upside and the ball playing of Viliami Kikau, but runs one of the best lines in rugby league, which will be key on that edge. Who will do worse in 23, Warriors or Dolphins? Probably say Dolphins, mate. Warriors get to go home. They're always better over there. As much as I want to see the Dolphins be successful, fuck, I want to see the Warriors be successful after what they've been through the last few years. I cannot believe they haven't been given extra home games. I can't believe there's no salary cap compensation. I can't believe the NRL hasn't done anything for them. It's honestly fucking mind-blowing. How was the drink dropper and spray up the leg? Yeah, good God. That was an experience. I was standing at the bloke thing yesterday, and a girl behind me who heckled us through the entire show as well, so that was nice, dropped her beer directly between my legs, and it fucking sprayed up everywhere and almost drowned me, so that was a good little giggle. Can't understand everyone blowing up about Edwards. There is no way you would have him instead of Teddy. Yeah, look, John, people aren't saying to have him instead of Teddy. People are saying to have him in the squad as coverage. You play a lot of games in this World Cup. Not everyone plays every single game. I think Edwards has done enough to earn the opportunity to show what he can do on that level, so I would have picked Ed. I probably would have had him in my squad after last night. I'm not saying to replace him with Teddy. I don't think anyone is. I'm not sure where you picked up that vibe from. Plans to do the 23 grand final review on a Tuesday, so you can do next grand final or just soak it up at home with Uber Eats. Yeah, Uber Eats got a workout last night, I'll tell you that much for free. Yeah, We could do it on the Tuesday, but personally, I'd rather have the live reaction the next day. And I know Kempe feels pretty similar. I think we were the only ones that got in on the public holiday and got it done. So 3-hour show today. It was a big one, but it was our live reaction to the grand final, our live takes. I mean, it would be great if we did it on Tuesday. Could go out and enjoy the game and have a few beers and whatnot. But one of the little sacrifices you make to be in our position. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. So more than happy to come in and do it on the Monday so you guys can listen to it the next day. Any content on the Curry knockout? Didn't get to watch it, sorry, mate. Didn't have time. Which Aussie players are the keys to helping the Kangaroos retain their World Cup title? I think Nath, Benny Hunt. I think they'll be key. I think Latrell Mitchell as well over there, having your big bodies on those edges. I think it's going to be really, really important. So they'd probably be the ones for me. Teddy as well, no doubt about that. But yeah, I think Nath Cleary, especially in the conditions over there, kicking game is going to be key. Do you think the Rabbitohs will bring in anyone for next year? Off the dome, I don't think the Bunnies have signed anyone heading into next season, anyone that I can remember. They're losing Mark Nichols and Cody Nikorima, so they're not really losing too much at the end of the day. They've got guys in those positions to cover them. I think you'll see Harm Saleh. He'll play a much bigger role for the South Sydney Rabbitohs next year, and I think he'll be really impressive too. I'm a big fan of him. Bottom eight team likely to make the eight next year. If Turbo's playing, have to go with Manly. I'd like to say Canterbury, though. I'd like to see them hopefully get some momentum next year off some really good signings and make an appearance there. Do you see Cleary at seven instead of DCE? Definitely wouldn't even consider going DCE, to be honest with you, respectfully to him. Thoughts on Fox Sports presenters? Think they're all flops, but Braith. Yeah, Braith's a good fella. Yeah, I think you got to remember with these Fox Sports guys, at the end of the day, their business is headlines. The more outrageous shit they say, the more you and me talk about it. They're paid to be disliked at the end of the day because that's what gets clicks, that's what gets headlines, that's what gets attention. The vast majority of guys that I talk to in rugby league that have worked with those guys or are friends with them, say they're all pretty good blokes. They just have to play a role on these shows. But I think Braith has done really well. I spoke to him the other day and just said to him how well I thought he's done at it. You know, hosting a show is fucking hard. It's very, very difficult. Even being in the studio under the lights and everything, very, very hard. So what Braith does to host that show when you got so many personalities on that panel going ape shit and he's so new to the job, he's done an incredible job, Braith. So I agree. I think he's made a really good transition there, Braith and Asta. He's got his manager stuff and everything at the same time. I think he's done a tremendous job. Thoughts in the NRL being the lowest for thoughts in the NRL grand final being the lowest for a long time. Should it be back on an Arvo grand final? I would like to see an Arvo grand final. When we were doing the live show yesterday, it was about 22 degrees or something. It was sunny. It was perfect conditions for footy. Would have been unreal if we had a afternoon grand final yesterday. I do prefer it. But I can understand TV rights and everything why they want the late game. But I think for a crowd experience, you would rather it be in the afternoon. Any news on Cooper Johns? No, you guys know as much as I do. Haven't heard anything. Haven't asked anyone, to be fair, so I'm not quite sure what's going on with Coop. Hopgood, the next Queensland Origin Smokey bloke, was super impressive yesterday. Yeah, we spoke about him a couple of weeks ago. I think he's going to be the buy of the year. I think the Parramatta Eels have got themselves a real winner. I think he's got the potential to be Isaiah Papali'i 2.0. He played first grade in round 25, I think it was, for the Cowboys, for the Panthers against the Cowboys. For you Supercoach players out there, we said to grab him that wing. I think he scored 67, which was incredible. And he scored, I think it was two tries and got man of the match yesterday in the New South Wales Cup v Queensland Cup. So, yeah, I think for Parramatta, he's going to be by the season, Jermaine Hopgood. He will become a household name very, very quickly. Where do you have the Dolphins finishing next year? I like them for 12-ish, not last. No, I think they'll be 15, 16, 17, around that mark. Not that far off 12th, to be fair. But they need to land a big fish, and they need to land it soon. What have we got? Should Tigers pay the $350K for Bateman or focus on Clem? I'd rather get Bateman personally. That'd be my one. Newcastle All Blacks brought some real pride to the community. Fantastic to see. DL Gibson, your hat's on its way too, mate. Sent it out the other day, so she is flying to you as we speak. What players do you think Dolphins will play in round one next year? I think all the big names that they've signed, they've obviously got a few more spots to fill, but your Jeremy Marshall-Kings, your Bromwiches, your Kafusis, your Aikens. I don't think they've got too many selection headaches on their hands, to be honest with you. I think their side sort of picks itself at the moment. thoughts on how Titans will go in 2023. Think they will do better than this year. I do, mate. I don't think they'll improve out of sight, though, to be honest with you. I think they will do better, but I've still got the Titans probably, at best, I can see them finishing 10th. I don't think the squad is that fantastic. I think Foran's going to be a great signing. That's going to really help. But it's not going to change their defense, and that's the biggest issue up there on the Gold Coast. We did some stats today on Bloke in a Bar. I think they played 24 games this year. In 5 games, they conceded less than 20. In the NRL, that's fucking ridiculous. So hard to compete when you're conceding that many points. They score a lot of points, no doubt about it, but no shock, the last 3 years, the best defensive team has won this competition. Unfortunately, defense, it's kind of important, so you've got to get it sorted. Don't think Gutho is an elite fullback and never will be. Chuck Latrell or Joey Manu in that team, and it's completely different. I don't think Gutho is an elite fullback either, mate, but you're not paying him elite fullback money, and that's where it counts at the end of the day. That means they can spend money elsewhere instead of paying him 1.1, 1.2 for one of these elite guys. I would say they're paying Gutho 700-800 around that mark. I wouldn't say it'd be too much more than that. And for the value you get out of that is pretty damn good. He's a great leader as well. It's not all about on-field stuff with Gutho. He's a fantastic leader. He's apparently the best at training every single day. So there's a lot more to Gutho than just the stats and everything. But when you are just looking at that stuff, I agree. I don't think he's in the elite class either. But he's been fantastic the last 2 weeks. What have we got? Thoughts on Tyson Smoothie going to the Broncos? Yeah, interesting one. I didn't think Tyson Smoothie was too crash hot when I watched him at the Storm a couple of years ago, but watching him play a little bit of Queensland Cup this year, it looks like he has really improved, so it could be a good signing. Obviously, the hooker position, it's a serious worry for Brisbane. I still don't know how they're going to line up round one. It's probably the one position you're really worried about when it comes to Broncos. Did you enjoy the sunshine today? Really healthy burn. That thing isn't going anywhere. Very nice, mate. Popper Pim, Dill Edwards was incredible last night, but Toto was my Clive Churchill medal. He had a blinder. I had two Instagram posts ready to go, one for Brian Toto, one for Dylan Edwards. I thought they were the two best on the field by quite a stretch. Leota probably third. I would have gone Dylan Edwards. He was my pick, but I wouldn't have hated it if Brian Toto got it, but I still would have gone Dill. If Brian Toto wouldn't have got it, I mean, it wouldn't be the worst Clive Churchill medal call I've seen. Wouldn't be in the top probably 15, I reckon. So, fair shout. Both had very good games. What's your Titans spine for Titans? My Titans spine for Titans would be fullback Jaden Campbell, 5'8", AJ Brimson, Foz at 7. And then I would have Sammy Verrills in the 9 and Aaron Clark in the 13. I think they'd do reasonably. I think they'd improve with that spine anyway. Why does Oates get overlooked? Yeah, interesting one, Corey Oates. I sort of thought he'd be a chance to make the Kangaroos side. Maybe he didn't miss by too much. I don't know. I didn't expect Murray Tuilagi to be there, though. I thought he'd play for Samoa. Maybe Corey Oates is next man up. I'm not sure. But yeah, I think he's a little bit unlucky. Jesse Southwell robbed of a World Cup jersey. Haven't had a look at the girls' teams, to be honest with you. Been in studio all day, so haven't really had a chance to have a look at them just yet. Do you think Tonga and Samoa can cause an upset in the World Cup? I don't think they can win it, but I think they can cause upsets. I think there's a world where one of them plays Australia and New Zealand in the final. The way it's worked out, if Australia and New Zealand win all their games, they'll actually play each other in the semi-final. So you could end up with a Kangaroos or Kiwis via Tonga or Samoa, which I think would be unbelievable for the international game. You think Isaiah Katoa will go well for Tonga? I do, mate. It'll be my worry was about this World Cup that Isaiah hadn't played against men yet. He's now played a little bit. Or a little bit higher than like under 18s than what he's played previously. So I hope he does get an opportunity. I probably wouldn't be playing him against the Tier 1 nations. It'll depend how he goes in the pool matches, but I'd definitely be getting him some reps against some of the easier countries, I guess you could say. I'm a huge fan of him, though. Why do you hate Para so much? No, I don't hate Para, Archie. I just didn't think you could win the comp. I didn't think 15 other teams could win the comp either, though. But I don't know why Parramatta got so offended by it. People kept asking me, are they going to make it to the grand final? I kept saying, I don't think so. I was wrong, obviously. But I don't hate Parramatta. When people were bagging Dill Brown saying he was shit last year, I was dying on that hill all year saying the stats just don't reflect how good he was. All of a sudden this year he kills it. Mitch Moses played Origin. I said how well he played, defended him there. You know, backed Isaiah Papali'i. The whole I hate Para narrative, I think it's a little bit overplayed, but that's all right. That's fine, though. Benny Hunt to the Sharks. Papa, hope you're well, mate. Hope you're doing very well. I hope so. Fuck, it'd be a good signing for you guys. Not that you probably need him. You got Brayley and you've got Nico Hines, obviously, so probably don't need a Ben Hunt in your side. I think there's other clubs that need Benny a little bit more. Hope you're well, mate. What's the reasoning behind not supporting a specific team? Do you have a team growing up? Not really, mate. Keeps me unbiased, in my opinion, anyway. Katoa, 7 for Tonga. I hope so, but I think they'll probably go in a different direction. I think Amone, he should be the 7. Katoa could maybe be the 6. I don't know what's going on with, like, Lola here, Lino. There's a few other guys they could pick, so we'll see how it plays out. Lowest ever viewership of a grand final. Is it a Channel 9 issue, or do people just not care anymore? Very hard to read into TV ratings. You're a little bit all over the place. If you knew how they actually did those TV ratings, you'd probably be a little bit surprised. It's a bit messy. I don't know. I haven't had a look at it, though. Thoughts on Hudson Young and Lane missing out in selection? Yeah, I thought both were pretty unlucky, especially Sean Lane after he dominated that prelim final last week. I genuinely thought that Hudson Young was going to be there, so I was pretty surprised by that. So, yeah, I'd be disappointed if I was both of them, 100%. Any schoolboy prospects in the pipeline? Right, hope you're doing well, mate. Was Jorgensen ever considering league? I watched Jorgensen play a grand final about 2.5 years ago, and he absolutely killed my little brother's team, actually. Very talented Jorgensen. I think he was at Joey's from memory. He's gone with the ARU, so good on him. But, yeah, he would have been one hell of a league player from what I saw. Very, very talented Jorgensen. Very similar to his old man. Aaron Shoup thoughts. Yeah, big fan, Jackson. Really like the look of him. I've liked him for quite some time. Hopefully this year he can land at left centre for the Canterbury Bulldogs. That'll put him outside Viliami Kikau and Burton, inside Josh Adokar. Pretty nice real estate there, so I hope he does. Martin Tapau to join Souths. Yeah, been making a bit of noise lately, Marty. A few interesting decisions by him over the last few months that I don't quite understand, but I think he'd be a good signing for a number of clubs. Is rugby league dead in England? Wouldn't have a clue. Sorry, mate. What do you think about Luke Keary playing for Ireland? Is that confirmed? I haven't seen that, to be honest with you. He is fantastic. Love to see guys go and play for other countries. Do you think Mal holds his job if Aussies don't win the World Cup? Probably, mate. I think he'll be okay. Broncos, where does Walsh fit into the system? Ezra Mam is a small body. Yes, Ezra Mam is a small body. He's very talented, though. Walsh will be their fullback come round one next year. Appy's comments about the Tigers, yeah, not great. Probably could have been a little bit better thought out by Appy, but come back to it again. You give these guys 1,000 beers and then you give them no sleep. You put them in front of a camera. Shock me, you're going to get rogue behaviour. Any Roosters young guns to get NRL game time next year? Yeah, my one to watch is Josh Wong. He's was the SG Ball captain this year. I think he's an absolute freak. I think he will earn a bench spot. And I think over Origin, when a couple of guys go to play for the Blues, I think you'll see him, Blues and Queensland, I think you'll come in and see him have a big impact. He's one of those guys similar to like a Liam Martin or one of these fellas that if he plays Origin in the first 5 years of his NRL career, I won't be surprised. He's a guy that could really burst on the scene and dominate. I think he'll be part of the Roosters system for a very long time. Very, very good fella too. The Roosters will keep him for a long time. The hitman Leota, yeah, he had a huge game, mate. Moses Leota, very, very impressed with him. He was fantastic. Rate Kiwis for Rugby League World Cup. I think they look great. I love their spine. I love their forward pack. I genuinely think they can win it. I think the Kangaroos would be very worried about meeting them in a semi-final. Leota outplayed James Fisher-Harris. Your thoughts? In moments, yeah, I thought they were both great, though. But Leota came up with a couple of huge bell ringers. But James Fisher-Harris, he went about his work as per usual, won all of his contacts, which is just so important. I can understand where you're coming from. Pretty close one for me. I'd probably have to watch it again and watch them both closely to make that decision, though. But both were great. Munster and Hunt to the Dolphins. I hope so, mate. That'd be great to see, Aaron. Fingers crossed, I think it'd be great for rugby league. Why do you think the Dragons aren't signing any players despite losing a few players as well as having a below average season? This is what the Dragons do, mate. They're a bit hard. They're a bit of a hard organisation to work out at the moment. I don't know how many players would be that keen to join them, to be honest with you. Ben Hunt, you would have to think he's only got a few years left once he goes. No idea where the Dragons are going to be at, and seemingly a lot of the guys that are there don't seem to be overly happy from the outside looking in. Are you getting a Titans tattoo when we win the comp in 2023? BKR jumping out of his straitjacket to send something in. Hair is looking good, bro. Thank you, mate. What have we got? Will Isaiah Katoa start for the Dolphins next year and what position has? Hope you're well, mate. See you next Saturday. Looking forward to catching up with you. No, I don't think he'll start. I hope he doesn't anyway. Being the face, one of the faces of a brand new franchise is a lot for a kid that hasn't played first grade yet. I hope that they find someone else to start in the halves with Sean O'Sullivan and then sort of ease him in throughout the season. Beard is on point, horny stuff. Thank you, John. Apparently, South have signed Martin to power. I like it, Guru. Yeah, I know you're a big fan of the Bunnies, Moxley. Yeah, I think it'll be a good signing for anyone. I do just worry about all the noise he's made over the last few months, obviously trying to get a release and stuff. But, yeah, it's been interesting to watch Marty and how he's handled himself over the last few weeks and months. With your knowledge, any clubs ever hit you up to be in their recruitment? Nah, no one's that stupid, mate. Sean Bloor, big year next year. Yeah, the Tigers, they get Sean Bloor back next year. I'm a huge fan of Bloor. I think he's got a big future in that game. Just needs to stay fit. Thoughts on Kyle Flanagan? Big fan, always have been. Had him on the podcast about 2.5 years ago. Nice fella. I think he's been unfairly treated by the media and by NRL fans in general as well. He's a solid halfback. He's not a superstar, but you don't have to pay him superstar money. So I think there's a lot of clubs that could probably do with having Flano. Thoughts on Kieran Foran's impact for the Titans next year? I think he's exactly what they need. I don't think he's going to drag them into the finals, but I mean, we've seen some other halfbacks do that to teams this year. I think he will knock them up a couple of places. I think he'll be great for the development of other guys in that team. Warriors 2023 fullback, would you go TMM or CNK? I'd probably go Tamari Martin at 5'8 and probably CNK at fullback, but they do need to sort out their edge defense. So maybe CNK at center, Tamari Martin, maybe they play Neokora at center. I don't know, but they need to sort out their edges because they were just leaking like a sieve last year.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hear any news of All Black Caleb Clark making move to South? Yeah, you hear a lot of these about Souths. Always rumours everyone's joining South Sydney, especially when you live down here, you hear them all. I can't see it happening, mate. I think we would have heard more about this if a superstar like Caleb Clark was coming. If you shut down Moses, you shut down Parra. Yeah, but the way you shut down Moses is by shutting down their forward pack at the end of the day. So, once again, I think Moses becomes a little bit of a scapegoat for the Parramatta Eels, and I don't think it's really fair. I think he's just an easy target that people go after. How are the Raiders shaping up? Looking good, mate. Obviously had a really good finish to the season, a shocking start. It's just consistency. That's always been the problem with the Canberra Raiders. I'm going to scroll right to the bottom, guys, so we'll answer about two or three more questions. Panthers number 14 was an absolute beast. Yes, had a very, very good game. Foran isn't a natural structured seven, so I'm worried still, but they have a great hooker in Verrills. He might not be a naturally structured seven, but he just understands rugby league, Kieran Foran, and that's the sort of person that they need there. They don't have one of those at the moment with any experience. Thanks for the pick yesterday, cuz. Live potty was mad. Thanks, James. Thanks for coming out, mate. Always appreciate your support. Blue and gold, always fold. Rough. Who should the Rabbitohs sign? Don't think they really need to go out and get anyone, to be honest with you. They're losing two players, Cody Nikorima, and they're losing Marky Nichols. They've got Harm Saleh, who's going to step up into a bigger role. I don't think they really need anyone. No Hines to Kangaroos, thought he was unlucky. 2013 Roosters versus 2022 Panthers. Yeah, I've had a few hypotheticals thrown my way about this Panthers side versus other teams. I reckon I'd lean towards this Panthers side, to be honest with you. I really like the look of them. Maybe it's recency bias, though. What's the word of the Sharks Beast Kid? What's the word of the Sharks Beast Kid, Frank Pelle? Yeah. I've watched him play a couple of games, and he looks like an absolute weapon. So it's very interesting the Sharks let him go so easily. I'm not quite sure why they did that. Potentially it's a little bit of a red flag. I don't know, but I really like the look of him. I think he's got a lot of talent, and I'm very surprised that the Sharkies let him go, but maybe there is a little bit more to it. All right. Bud Sol, the captain of Australia next World Cup. On that note, we're probably done. All right, thank you guys. Appreciate you guys jumping on. We will drop this on the podcast. It'll be available tomorrow morning, I think, on the Rugby League Guru podcast. So if you missed any of this live, go and check it out there. We've still got a couple of hats. Don't have one with me at the moment. A couple of hats available on the website, www.rugbyleagueguru.com.au, if you would like to get your paws on one of those. Thanks for joining us again, guys. Plenty of content coming on the podcast over the next couple of days. Cheers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.